The snow has finally receded across northern Wisconsin, bringing very high fire danger for 17 counties. It's Tuesday, May 16th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Gabby Vinnick tells us about how lifeguard shortages that have kept pools closed over the past few years might be easing. And Sarah Lear reports on plans to revamp the waterfront along Madison's Lake Monona. Stay with us.
Our world gets more complex all the time. You rely on WPR to turn complicated issues and the news of the day into understandable language. This essential service that you count on relies on your support. It's the largest source of our funding. If you've never given before, make a contribution now of, say, $10 a month at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
The snow has all but melted across northern Wisconsin, and now 17 counties are under very high fire danger. Rich Kramer has more.
When it comes to fire weather, the northern third of the state is always last in line. DNR wildfire prevention specialist Catherine Cooley says there were piles of snow near her Woodruff office about a week ago. But with the snow now gone, the forests and the dead vegetation of last year have quickly dried out.
Certainly we are right at that volatile time when the pine and sandy soil areas are at their peak for fires that can get up into the crowns of the trees and move very fast.
There's a fire weather watch this week. With warm temperatures, low relative humidity, and increased winds expected, the DNR has suspended burning permits in 21 counties until conditions improve. Last month, the Arcadia Fire near Fort McCoy burned more than 3,100 acres. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Power to the People campaign is calling on the city of Milwaukee to replace We Energies with a municipal-owned utility. Some studies have shown that public-owned utilities lead to lower rates and fewer power outages. Alex Bauer is the co-chair of the Milwaukee Democratic Socialist of America. He says the campaign comes after We Energies raised rates by 11% this past year.
No, we're sick of shareholders calling the shots in this economy, and we want regular people democratically to be able to make the decisions.
A spokesperson for We Energies said energy bills for Milwaukee residents are below the national average, but the U.S. Citizens Utility Board says the company's profit rate is above national averages. The campaign's request is likely to come before the Milwaukee Public Transportation Review Board. The U.S. Citizens Utility Board is a sponsor of WPR. The state's school attendance rate reached a new low of 91% last year. State data shows chronic absenteeism continues to be an issue, with nearly a quarter of Wisconsin students missing at least a month of school. Students are considered chronically absent when they attend less than 90% of school. Sarah Shaw is an education researcher at the Wisconsin Policy Forum. She says once chronically absent students are identified, schools can begin to help them.
Students who might be experiencing instability at home or having difficulty getting to school or other obligations outside of school or simply, feeling disconnected.
39 Wisconsin school districts had attendance levels lower than 90% last year. The majority of the districts are located in southeastern and northern Wisconsin. Lifeguard shortages, which kept pools closed in some Wisconsin communities over the last three summers, are easing. But as Gabby Vinnick reports, some cities may still have to delay openings.
In Milwaukee, officials bumped up the pay to nearly $17 an hour for first-year lifeguards. Andrea Wallace of Milwaukee County Parks says that's helped increase interest, but staffing is still not where it needs to be. She's not sure there will be enough guards to open all the county's pools by Memorial Day.
Really, it is going to come down to the wire of if we can get the additional lifeguards that we need. Will all 11 be open? No, we will have to make some service reductions.
Still, Wallace says this year has had a more successful recruitment. In 2021, many of their pools remained closed because of staffing shortages. She anticipates the majority of pools will be open by mid-June. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A recent report found Wisconsin had the second best 10-year small business survival rate in the country over the last decade. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 43% of Wisconsin small businesses that opened in 2012 were still operating in 2022. Ken Osmond has been the owner of an Oshkosh coffee shop for 15 years. He says community service has helped the cafe survive. His shop delivered thousands of meals to needy families in the early days of the pandemic.
We were able to differentiate ourselves by working with our customers to do extraordinary things for each other. So then it became more than just a cup of coffee.
But small business survival rates tend to decline the longer the businesses are in operation. And finally, plans are moving forward to revamp the waterfront along Madison's Lake Monona. As Sarah Lear reports, city leaders hope the redesign will make nearly 2 miles of lakefront more hospitable to tourists, residents, and even fish.
Earlier this month, a citizen-led committee chose the design firm Sasaki to come up with the master plan. Construction could begin by 2025, with total costs in the tens of millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. Committee Chair Alan Arnson sees the project as an investment.
The lakes are central to Madison, and this gives us a chance to make Lake Monona healthier. And it also makes the lakes accessible to the whole community.
The firm's suggestions include improving water filtration with wetlands, rain gardens, and native plants. Plans also call for an outdoor amphitheater, a community boathouse, and space for food trucks. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And as always, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.